理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 8. Passepartout talks too much. Fix soon joined Passepartout.
"Well, my friend," said the detective, "is your passport stamped with a visa?"
"Ah, it's you, monsieur," replied Passepartout.
"Thanks. Yes, the passport is all right."
"And you are looking about?"
"Yes, but we travel so fast that I seem to be journeying in a dream. So, this is Suez?"
"Yes."
"In Egypt?"
"Certainly in Egypt."
"And in Africa?"
"In Africa."
"In Africa?" repeated Passepartout. "Just think, monsieur. I had no idea we would go farther than Paris. All I saw of Paris was an hour and a half through the windows of a car."
"You are in a great hurry, then."
"I am not, but my master is. By the way, I must buy some shoes and shirts. We came away without trunks, only with a bag. I will show you an excellent shop."
"Really, monsieur, you are very kind."
They walked off together, Passepartout chatting as they went. After a few minutes, Fix said, "You left London quickly, then?"
"Yes. Last Friday at 8 p.m, Monsieur Fogg came home from his club, and 3/4 hour later we were off."
"But where is your master going?"
"Always straight ahead. He is going around the world, and in 80 days. He says it is on a wager, but I don't believe it."
"Mr. Fogg is a character, is he? Is he rich?"
"No doubt. He has a large amount of brand new bills with him. He doesn't spare the money, either. He offered a large reward to the engineer of the Bongolia if he gets us to Bombay early."
"Have you known your master for a long time?"
"Why, no. I started work the day we left London."
The detective was already excited, and these replies made him even more so. Fix was sure Phineas Fogg was the thief. Fix hurried back to the consulate.
"Consul," said he, "I have no longer any doubt. I have spotted my man. He passes himself off as a strange man who is going around the world in 80 days.
Fix told the consul about his conversation with Passepartout.
"What are you going to do?" asked the consul.
"I'll send a message to London for a warrant to be sent to Bombay. Then I'll follow him to Bombay and politely arrest him."
Fix left the office and went to the telegraph office, where he sent the telegram we have seen. 1/4 hour later, Fix was on board the Mongolia, and in a few moments the steamer was on the Red Sea.